Welcome to the Deep Dive. We cut through the noise to get you the insights that matter. Today, we're digging into something pretty huge for South Africa's future. The National Infrastructure Plan 2050, NIP 2050. It sounds ambitious, maybe even revolutionary.
Oh, absolutely. It's ambitious. All right. Published back in March 2022, this is really South Africa's big roadmap. It's designed to use massive infrastructure projects to, well, transform the whole economy, society even.
Okay, massive sounds right. What kind of scale are we actually talking about here?
We're talking estimates around R6 trillion. That's the figure needed between 2016 and 2040, just to meet the broader National Development Plan goals. And for a developing country, you know, public sector leadership is just crucial here.
R6 trillion, that's staggering. So where does this start? What's the first big pillar? Energy seems fundamental.
Exactly. Energy is one of the four core pillars. And the plan here is for a really dramatic shift by 2050, moving significantly away from coal towards renewables. Think solar, wind. The goal is basically to almost triple the installed capacity from about 53 gigawatts in 2018 to somewhere between 133 and maybe 174 gigawatts.
Triple it. Wow. Okay. How, given the energy situation, how do they kickstart something like that?
Well, some key reforms are central, like the unbundling of ESCOM. Breaking it down into separate generation, transmission, and distribution businesses, that should bring more focus, more efficiency.
Right.
And crucially, they've lifted the embedded generation license limit. It jumped from just 1 megawatt up to 100 megawatts.
100 megawatts. So businesses can generate a lot more of their own power now.
Precisely. It's expected to have, well, dramatic effect on availability. It really opens the door for much more private participation, helps stabilize things.
Okay, so if the lights stay on, how do we move things? That brings us to freight transport, I guess. Shifting goods off roads, onto rail, making ports work better.
That's the plan. Boost industrialization, boost trade. Transnet Freight Rail, TFR, is key here. They're bringing in third-party operators onto their network. Competition, basically.
Right.
Plus, there's a plan to commercially separate the rail infrastructure itself from the operations running on it. And the Ports Authority, Transnet National Ports Authority, that's set to become an independent subsidiary, too.
So more independence, more efficiency, less pressure on the roads.
That's the aim. Lower the cost of logistics across the board.
Makes sense. Okay, from freight to something even more essential, water. South Africa is water scarce. What's the plan there? Universal access.
Universal, reliable access to quality water. That's the goal. But the challenge is real. Without serious action, we're looking at a potential water deficit of maybe 10-15% by 2030.
That's soon. Wow.
Yeah. So they're setting up a National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency and a single national water regulator. But interestingly, a big focus is also on fixing what's already there, rehabilitating infrastructure, cutting down non-revenue water, you know, leaks, unbilled usage.
Ah, so not just building new dams, but fixing the pipes too.
Exactly. Supporting municipalities to actually maintain their systems, improve billing, often faster, cheaper wins there.
Got it. And the final pillar. In today's world, it has to be digital, right?
Digital communications, yes.
Yeah.
The big target? Universal, affordable, high-speed broadband for everyone by 2030.
Universal broadband by 2030. We hear that a lot. How's South Africa doing?
Well, the 4G LTE coverage itself is actually pretty good. It was around 93% back in 2019. The real barrier, as many people will tell you, is the cost. Data is expensive.
How expensive?
Think R100, maybe R120 for just 1 gigabyte prepaid back in 2020. That really limits access, especially for lower-income communities.
Ouch. Yeah, that's steep. So how does the NIP address that?
Key actions like completing the digital migration, freeing up spectrum, and holding spectrum auctions are designed specifically to drive competition and hopefully bring those costs down, make it truly accessible.
Okay, so we have energy, freight, water, digital, four huge areas. But underpinning all of this, how do you pay for it? And what stops it all from, you know, hitting roadblocks?
The cross-cutting issues. Finance and institutional capability. Right, they're critical. There's a massive estimated finance gap, something like R2.15 trillion that needs funding by 2040.
$2 trillion, where does that come from?
Well, the plan is to attract much more private investment using things like blended finance models. The government's infrastructure fund, with R100 billion public money over 10 years, is meant to sort of de-risk projects, make them more attractive, and crowd in that private capital.
Okay, so using public money to leverage private money.
Essentially, yes. But it's not just about cash. The plan explicitly flags strengthening institutions, tackling crime, corruption, vandalism. These are seen as, quote, significant risks to actually getting these projects built and working.
Right, you need the capacity and security to actually deliver.
You really do.
So When you step back and look at it all, this NIP 2050 isn't just tweaking things, it's aiming for a fundamental shift in daily life and economic opportunity across South Africa, a more resilient, connected, hopefully more prosperous country.
That's the vision. It's incredibly comprehensive. Which leads to a final thought, perhaps, for you listening. Considering this huge ambition, this complex web of energy, transport, water, digital, if you had to pick just one single infrastructure improvement from this plan, which one do you think would make the biggest, most immediate difference to communities on the ground in South Africa? Something to chew on.